For the last 2 weeks already, we heard about the bread of life. So today I won't say so much things. And today we are limited time because after the homily, there was the commission of the core group. So in order to save time, I also have some kind of videos at the end. So I have to save my time. So just briefly, just kind of comment from St. Paul concerning the taking the bread of life. St. Paul to the Corinthians is first letter of St. Paul Corinthians. Should be chapter 10, verse 17. He said, since we receive this one bread of Christ, we should be one body. Paul told the community, if we partake this bread of life, and if we do not love one another, that stands senseless to receive Holy Communion. If you receive Holy Communion, you're still angry with the others, still gossiping against others. What's the use? When you receive the life of Christ. You become Christ. Whatever you do, not only in the name of Christ, but in Christ himself, in Christ in you, continuously to love this world through you, is Christ himself. So it's very important. So don't hesitate in this evermore. Receive Holy Communion. Keep him. You are the living Christ. The second word from St. Paul says, since we receive this bread of life, don't take the bread that's offered to the idols. Because by the time the Jews come mixed with other peoples, religions, and they share. Paul says, don't. Don't give glory to idols. Now today, we say we don't have idols. But so many things, material goods, we use so much money for beauty, the body. For the dress, sometimes not useful. You just buy it. And many people told me, I'm kind of anxiety. If I buy things, I'm soft. I feel okay. If I buy more things, then I'm happy. This is kind of a psychological problem. You buy things to, because you feel void. So you get things to put you a kind of accomplishment. That's the idol. Just you examine yourself how much money you use for these things. Of course, you won't use too much. But still your heart, if your heart is there more than with prayer, you spend more time to decorate yourself and less time for just a kind of simple meditation, not even time to look at the Bible and your whole hours watching all these magazines, videos. This is the world, and Paul admonishes us already. If we receive this bread, be one among us. If we receive this bread, don't adore idols. These simple messages. So we ask the Lord to give us this wisdom to discern what is the will of God for you. Many times we think, I don't use too much money, but important is not the material goods. Important is the heart. Where is your heart? Most of the time, we have a closed heart towards the Lord. All the messages of our Heavenly Mother to the, especially now these days to in Medjugorje, always our Heavenly Mother say, open your heart because of a closed heart. We don't open to the grace of God. We don't listen to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is also working there. God is always opening his arm, welcoming us. Where are we? Although we are not escaping, but if we keep the distance, if you keep the distance from the Lord, Jesus is very sad. He comes merely thinking, just only for you. It won't. He sacrificed his life only for you, only for you, only for me. Only. We don't believe that much. We know it. But we don't trust this love of God. This key word, Jesus telling us through Sister Faustina, trust. We don't trust much. We trust in our strength. We trust our capability. Lord, open hearts. It doesn't mean you don't have to work hard. Open heart means whatever, you're still happy. Successful, thank the Lord. If not successful, still thank the Lord. People like you, thank God. They don't like you, thank God again. Because you share the ministry of Christ, the destiny of Christ. Christ on earth, nobody loved him much. Even if one of his beloved, Judas, for the sake of $12, betrayed his master. We are that kind of people. We say we love Jesus, but let us, our behavior correspond to what we believe. And towards what we trust Whatever you trust is the center point of your life. Ask this special grace. Especially ask Sister Faustina. Her life always just to preach the one word, trust in the mercy of God.